everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home.
And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
This is episode 19, What's in Your Toolbox? Are you ladies ready to talk about? I mean, I'm excited.
I am too.
I don't think I've ever told anyone what's in my toolbox. But I'm ready.
Oh, sounds like she may have a dainty one.
I don't know. Knowing Kelly, no.
I have a lot of multi-purpose tools. Okay.
Well, the reason that this is kind of a special one for me is because this was something that was a bonding thing for my dad and me. He was a
how sweet.
He was a DIYer and almost built a house by himself before I was born, but he did everything himself. He did wiring, carpentry, just, I can't even think about anything he couldn't do. I just thought he was Superman. He could do everything.
Oh, that is lovely.
And I used to help him, not necessarily because I wanted to, but because I would be drafted to hold things, you know, when the saw was
but
going.
You know, it serves you well now.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I had so I have a very high comfort level with tools and power tools. And, you know, I had to know what everything was because I was kind of like the assistant to the surgeon and I would be, you know, having to hand him this or that. So, you know, I was probably the only 5-year-old that knew what a, you know, a Phillips head screwdriver was, you know.
Good for you.
So anyway, it was a special thing. So this is very important. If you are a DIYer, you need to have some tools in your toolbox. So let's get into this and talk about what we love to use and we use all the time. So Yvonne, why don't you kick us off? What do you use?
Yeah, well, you know, other than the things that every toolbox has, like a measuring tape and probably nails and a hammer, we're not going to talk about that so much today. It's just things that we found that were very handy. And I think I'll start off with zip ties. You know, those little plastic, long plastic things that you loop around.
Isn't that what they use when they kidnap somebody?
Is that what they do? Ooh, I know, new use. Well, anyway, I have lots and lots of them in different sizes because you can always put something together with them, and it's easy because it's not, it stays for as long as you need it, something affixed. But when you're done, you just cut them apart. And I really use them around the holiday time, like to put my garland on my banister and things like
that.
So I always have zip ties in a lot of different sizes. The other thing I have is Gorilla Glue. And I first found out about Gorilla Glue because it was in my husband's toolbox. And, you know, living in the country, about once every 4 years or so, kids go on a rampage and they knock down all the mailboxes in the neighborhood, like smash them. So
that's so uncool.
I know. Ours was the victim of a baseball bat, I think. And in doing that, we have a wooden post. They knocked cut our post basically in two. It fell off. And, you know, my husband tried the easy fix first because he didn't want to have to, it's sunk in concrete in the ground. He didn't want to have to dig that all up, dig the concrete out, you know, buy a new post, report.
Okay, so when you catch those kids, that's when you take out your zip ties.
Yes, I really like that.
And you handcuff them behind their back. Right? Then you take them way out into a field.
There you go. And let them stay there.
Hey, yeah. Okay, let's go on, but I'm going to go on.
Let's not get on her bad side.
I know, really. I love the way she thinks.
So when you say you know where the bodies are buried, I thought you were joking.
I do know where the bodies are. When she says it, we're going to really have to think about it. But anyway, so my husband decided that he, you know, how strong Gorilla Glue is, that he was going to Gorilla Glue the cut into post, a wooden post for the mailbox. So I'm in doing my thing and he's out Gorilla Gluing like crazy. Well, this was several years ago and the Gorilla Glue sort of foams up.
Yes.
So as it was foaming up, he would take like a paper towel and wipe it all away and just lay it in the grass. Well, we have we had a Pomeranian at that time, a little, you know, little tiny dog with lots of fuzzy hair. And he just thought it would be so delightful to roll in all those Gorilla Glue paper towels. And let me tell you, you cannot get Gorilla Glue out of hair or fur.
Oh, my goodness.
And he rolled in all these Gorilla Glue-laden paper towels, and he was covered in towel and Gorilla Glue.
I'm picturing this dog running
and he's like, he's like the most precious little prissy dog. He just, you know, he's a farm dog, but he just looks so, you know, cute and prissy that, yeah, he was just filled with it. So we had to really wait till it hardens, because every time you touch it, it, you know, it gets on something else, and it just, it's just a big mess. And, yeah, Gorilla Glue works on mailbox posts and dogs.
Oh my goodness. So, that is
we had to take him, and he had to be shaved, and you know, he was fine. It didn't hurt him, which we're very happy about, but we were pretty hysterical about it, because it was really cute. You know, he's used to going out in the field and rolling in something, and here he's rolling in the Gorilla Glue in the yard.
Oh my,
so that's my first when I found out how well Gorilla Glue really sticks together.
Yes, it's quite.
And powerful. So that's definitely in my toolbox, because it comes in handy all the time here at Stone Gable. And the other thing that I have in my toolbox is a Dremel tool. I actually have a little case that it comes in. And for those of you who don't know what a Dremel tool is, it's almost like this miniature. It's not very big, the one I have, base that has a, mine is not battery operated. You have to plug it in. And you can make it into a sanding tool or a cutting tool or a drill. It has mine has about 30 bits, and I've probably not used about
15 also?
Of them.
I think it does quite a few.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't it also engrave and...
It does, and it saws. It's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
So I have a Dremel tool, and I like to use it, especially if I need to drill something. It's perfect for that, so I don't have to bring out the big equipment. So I have that in my toolbox. So those are my three I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, that's...
How about you?
I'm interested in that Dremel.
Yeah.
I they were cutting the drywall to put in some of the vents for the air conditioning unit.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy was using a Dremel, and it really wasn't making a big giant mess. Like,
no.
If he was sawing it, the plaster wouldn't flying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I didn't think to have one of those in my personal toolkit.
Yeah, and they're very reasonable. I have years ago I got this, the big set, but you don't really need, you know, unless you're doing a lot of DIYing. I could have just maybe had four or five tools that I use constantly, but yeah, it's a really good thing to have in your toolbox.
Oh, it's awesome.
And actually it comes in a little box of its own.
Well, and I think we're going to be mentioning
it comes in its own little box.
So too.
We're going to be covering so many today, and I think there's going to be a lot that we can't get in the podcast, so we're definitely going to have a much more complete list of our favorite tools in the show notes. So don't
that's a good
forget
idea.
To go there, decoratingtipsandtricks.com. Yeah. All right, good Kelly, how about you?
Well, we had a drill a long time ago, but it was, Peter bought it, but Peter's not like your dad, Anita. So
are you whispering over there?
Yeah, Peter's not like your dad. Yeah.
No offense, Peter. We love
you,
Peter.
No offense. He does lots of things really well.
Yes.
But he's just not
handy. We have to say something
helping
nice
us put this podcast together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Since he's going to be listening to this, we have to say we love you, Peter.
We do.
Lots.
We do. He's a tech genius. But he's, you know, that's, we have a good division of labor here. So I became sort of more the handy person.
You go, girl.
Yeah. So I got my own drill, because we had a drill, but I couldn't really find all the bits and pieces to it. So I purchased my own drill. I was standing in the aisle at Home Depot, and I was asked a few people, and I just had this crowd of men around me telling me.
I wonder why, Kelly. For those of you who have never seen what Kelly looked like, I wonder why, Kelly.
Yeah, we're not shocked. Well, I'm sure I wasn't looking my best. I had just come from, you know, I was in the middle of a project, and I ran over there, and I was like, today's the day I'm getting a drill. And so I believe mine is Black & Decker, and it's a good size for me. I'm not a big person. I don't have a giant hand, so it's not heavy to hold. And I just...
Is it pink?
Well, I wish it was. Maybe I could.
Yeah, they have feminine colored Not the.
I know, but I didn't want to go that route. Uh-huh. I had all these guys there. Yeah. I didn't want to be like, "Is there a pink one I can?"
Yeah,
get?
I gotcha. Mean, I gotcha.
You can't pull out a pink, you know, drill if you want to be taken seriously.
You have no cred. Then there's no cred.
No street cred.
You got a pink one.
No tool cred.
I have
really,
a Dremel. I don't
hot when I'm using my drill. I love it. So I got it just with a couple of bits. I didn't want to, sometimes you buy the whole, buy the bonus set. I didn't need that. I took the advice for some of these gentlemen. Some of them I didn't take their advice. I went with just a couple of different bits, and it's super easy to use. And I have used it so many times since here. And I have been a little hesitant to hang heavy, heavy mirrors in this house because 85% of the walls are lath and plaster, which, reacts differently when you're trying to, if you try to hammer into lath and plaster, it just bounces off it. It's crazy.
Wow.
So you have to use a drill for that. And so now that I have my drill, I feel like I can do anything really with it. And so that's been great. I haven't had to have people come in to help me do that. I can do it on my own. So
and Kelly,
whatever my drill was like $39. That certainly was a big saving.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
So I want
to
add
then going
on
along with the drill to hang these heavy things, I do like to use the anchor screws or the Molly screws pop open inside the wall.
Right.
So those are a good thing to have in your toolbox.
So what I wanted to say about the drill while we're talking about it is if people are going to use it also for, electric screwdriver, to be sure and you get the variable speed drill, because otherwise it's just going to have one speed. It's going to be on or off. And if you're using it for a screwdriver, you really need to be able to start out slowly and adjust the speed.
Mm-hmm. And you really want to get one that that does both chores.
Wow. Okay, I don't think mine does that. I wish you had been in the aisle.
I see another trip to Home Depot in your future.
I know, but Anita needed to be in the aisle with me, not these guys. So I didn't know that. But so when I put in a screwdriver, I'm just all at it.
You have one speed on and off.
Well, that's pretty much the way I am. I have one speed.
That's true.
And so does my drill. Okay, and I cannot stand labels, even on my fruit. I think we've discussed that at some point.
Yes,
she's labeled
a kindred spirit with me.
Right. So, and sometimes you get these stickers, and you just can't get them off, and I can't stand that. You're running it under the water, and you're wasting water, and so I love Goo Gone. For some reason,
too.
I call it Gooby Gone, but I looked at it this morning, and the actual label is Goo Gone. Mm-hmm. So I just have a little squirty bottle of that under my sink. Squirt it. It doesn't smell so great, but it's doing its thing.
Doesn't it smell like oranges?
Well, they have that sort of faux orange scent on top of it. But no orange from a tree that smells like that.
Yes, and you would know, California.
I would know. I'm a citrus person. Anyway, you just squirt it and maybe set it on your sink, inside your sink for a little bit, and let it do its work, and then that comes right off. I love that. And then painter's tape, which of course I use if I'm going to spray paint something or paint something, for its original purpose. But painter's tape is a wonderful tool to use for lots of things. I did it a little bit here when we first moved in to mark off the size of furniture on the floor and rooms.
Yeah, good for you.
Because we were concerned about getting certain pieces into the room based on the size of the openings and whatnot because of the age of the house. So I didn't want to get something in that would be hard to get in and then be like, oh gosh, I don't like it there, or it's too big or it's too small. So that's helpful. I do that sometimes with clients too. If they're moving into a new home and their furniture hasn't come yet.
Oh, great idea.
We can sort of block it off to get a sense. And then painter's tape is great for things like if you have a wallpaper sample or something, put it up on the wall. It's not going to damage your wall. I have several pieces in the powder room right now tacked up with painter's tape because I'm trying to decide which pattern I want to go with. So I find that to be really a useful thing to have in there.
Oh,
that's
awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, good list, Kelly.
It is.
Thank you. Okay, well, let me talk about a few of mine. I love the picture hangers. I'm going to pronounce it oak, but they're O-O-K. They're a specific type of picture hangers that you hang on the wall. And what I like about
Anita, I've never heard of that.
OOK?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be in the show notes, but these particular hangers, they come in several different sizes. So if you have something really heavy and for some reason you don't want to have to do the molly bolts into the wall, these are great because it's kind of an in-between. The bigger ones, you know, some of them hold up to 50 pounds and they use two or three nails. So it's got more support, you know, if you've got something kind of heavy. So I love those.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really interested in seeing what they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've used them a lot. And then while you're hanging things, it sounds like I hang things on the wall a lot. I guess we all do, right?
If you're in my house, you do.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my. You just don't know the nail holes hovering behind pictures I have.
Well, I know. And so what do you use to fill in the nail holes? I'm just curious.
Oh my husband hates nail holes.
Yeah, me too.
Hates them. Now, I can live with them as long as they're, you know, covered by something else. But
so you just put something else in, on, like a picture in front of the
holes? Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, just don't look behind anything hung in my house if I can get away with it. If my husband sees it, it's a different story.
Well, that's what I use the caulk for. I fill in
the he fixes caulk. It. He caulks it, sands it, and paints it.
Well, I don't sand it. That's too much work. Are you kidding me? You just put that caulk on and then you get out your paint.
No, you'd never know. You'd never know when he's finished that he made a mistake or I said, okay, honey, you've got to put it 2 inches to the left.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm moving. Yeah, you put it up and then you go, oops, it's not quite right. Well, sometimes it really is hard to visualize, so sometimes you do end up moving it after you already have all the nails in the wall.
Oh, no, that's caulked, sanded, and painted.
Well, if he's sanding it, maybe he's using wood filler or something. Maybe it's not caulk, because you don't really sand caulk.
Well, it's got to be perfectly smooth.
Oh, well.
Dries it and make sure it's perfectly smooth like the wall.
Oh, well. He probably doesn't do caulk, because that's kind of a hack.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that I use.
Oh, no, a hack is squirting toothpaste in it.
Oh, that's and you know, I've never done that, but I hear that really works.
I might have done that in a rental.
You might have, yeah. Just don't get it wet, then you got a problem.
So maybe toothpaste should go into your toolbox as well.
I am not going to recommend that at all. Do not.
Okay. I might try it, though, just to see.
Don't use that. Do the caulk. That's much
better.
So when you're nailing in, let's say you want to support, you know, whatever, and you want to nail into the stud, I use my stud finder quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a stud finder.
Yes. Well, you know. Yeah.
Sometimes you're just at a loss and you need a stud finder.
You need to find that stud.
So is that how you found Kevin?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, something like that. So
tell us how that works.
Well, anyway, you know, when I was on the working on the Texas Flip and Move house, we were hanging some pictures, and I was working with these kind of younger guys, and I was saying, well, you know, just put that into the stud, and they kind of looked at me, and I said, you know, just find the stud, and they looked at me again, and I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake,
you know, they thought you were talking about them.
I know. Well, right. Yes. They're like, well, yes, I'm right here. So anyway, yeah, I kind of showed them how you pound your hand and you listen for that hollow. You know, it's like bumping. It's like whacking on the watermelons to see which one is ripe. That's what you do on the wall to see that spot that's not vibrating.
That's right.
So
my daddy taught me that. But now you can just get one of these little tools, electronic tools that you just run across the wall and it'll tell you where it is. And then it also runs a beam of red light to show you when things are level.
Well, I have an old one. It doesn't have the red beam, but I think that would be even better. But it certainly is going to save your knuckles from whacking on the wall.
Bobby has one in his. I don't have one, but that's something that I wouldn't mind getting for so many things in the house that I use.
Oh, yeah. The other thing that I use an awful lot, and I can't even tell you what I use it for, is a needle nose pliers. I mean, do you all use those a lot?
I do.
I mean, it just, you know, if you're, you know, doing any kind of reupholstery, pulling those upholstery nails out, or I don't know. It just seems like they come in handy all the time.
Just to pinch little things and pull them out that your fingers can't get, right?
Yeah. What about duct tape? Do you all use that a lot? Is it just me?
No. Duct tape holds the world together. What do you mean?
And now they have all that designer duct tape. Have you seen that?
So what do you do with the duct tape, though?
I don't use duct everything. Tape.
Well, I mean, if you want to put something in place where it's not going to be seen, or, you know, when I have the plates that I hang on the wall, I like to use the dehangers, or you can use the tabs from a soda can to hang them with.
D rings. Oh, and I use those discs, which are the same thing.
Yeah, the leads discs. Mm-hmm.
Right, but my readers alerted me on my blog that those were awfully expensive, and they said they are
expensive. So
but you know, here's the beauty of those. If you use another kind, they're on for good. If you put a plate up, you think, oh, I may want to serve salad on that someday. You can rinse your plate, keep it in water, and the adhesive will come off, and it doesn't damage anything. Okay. See, that's the beauty of that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm actually doing a lot of that right now because I had a lot of plates on the wall in the other house that I'm maybe not going to use all of them, or I'm going to use different ones. So I've been taking it off, and it is super easy. A little sudsy water, and they just slide right off.
So if you use the D-rings, you can affix them with the Gorilla Glue like we talked about, but I hold them in place with duct tape while the glue is drying.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, I just leave the duct tape on, but you don't need it once the glue is dry. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When you want to use them to actually eat off of, you can kind of take your case knife and just pop it off with a little tap.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Because you don't rough up the back of it to give it a better adhesion.
Well, I didn't. No. I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
That worked
good to know.
Well. Yeah. So what other tools do you have?
A small hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes, now this isn't in my toolbox, but when I can't find my small hammer because I've left it somewhere, I have a meat mallet that works just as good. I have like an old wooden meat mallet, and I tell you, that if I'm in a pinch and I can't find my hammer because I didn't put it back or something, absolutely. I also have wire in there.
Oh, yeah, wire. Yeah.
Yeah, like thin wire just to, you know, like wire. I'm thinking like a wreath to a door. I often wire that onto the door, something like that, and I always know where it is. And also chenille pipe cleaners.
Oh, what do you use those for?
Well, the same thing. And if you're going to use, instead of wire, if you're using it on wood, as long as you can't see it, like to put together, and I if I don't have the right size, a zip tie, I always keep them in there because they're soft and they won't scratch like wire scratches.
Well, do you know, speaking of the duct tape, I actually had a tray of kind of a brass, it's a big heavy tray, brass tray on top of a brass stand, and one of the legs broke. And so I used duct tape to repair the break. I mean, because of where it was, I was able to repair it with duct tape. And then I ended up getting some paint and painting it to match the leg. And you cannot
You painted
tell.
The duct tape?
Yes, I did.
Stop it.
It looks great. You cannot tell.
Okay, that's brilliant tip of the day. You can paint over duct tape. I never knew that. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, anybody? I have one. Because we're still talking about hanging things, you know.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, that's probably a lot of what we use our tools for. Sometimes you buy something, and whether it's supposed to go on the wall or you want it to go on the wall, and it doesn't have any hook or anything on the back. So I like to get those, a little package of those. They're for mounting things, but they're the ones with the little teeth. You know, and they come in different lengths.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yes, yes, yes.
And they come with those bitty little nails, which you
can use
your little hammer
for. You put across the center.
Right, and so then you put it into the top. I mean, obviously, the item that you would use this for has to be wooden or something that would take a little tiny nail. But those are great, and it's kind of an easy. I would suggest getting a longer one and putting just one in the middle rather than one on either end, because when you get something with the one on either end,
you have
to line up both those nails.
Yeah, that's where your leveler comes in handy.
True.
The other thing is, we're talking about hanging, is 3M hangers. You know, the kind that you pull, that they're not permanently affixed and they don't hurt anything. They are wonderful, and I have them in every size you can buy them in, and you can buy them for outdoors as well, outside.
I've got to try those.
Oh, they're wonderful.
So how do they stick to the wall or the surface?
Well, you clean it with alcohol, that little, just to get, I guess, all the, anything that would be greasier, that would be dusty, that wouldn't let this hanger affix. And it has like then you just stick it up there. You have to let it, I think you have to let the alcohol dry, and then you stick it up there. Then you have to wait a certain amount of time, and then you can hang your whatever you want. And it gives you a weight there by weight, excuse me, that you can buy them. So if you're going to hang something that weighs like, that's light, like a plate or like a small plate, and, or something that's heavy, like a mirror, you just decide on, you know, the weight that you're going to use. And then when you're done, you just pull this tab. The secret to that, and I've learned this, the secret to that is pulling it slowly. There's, and it's almost like, it's like a rubbery kind of something that pulls off the glue that adheres it. You pull this tab down nice and slow and evenly, and it'll just pop right off.
Oh, okay. Well, good tip there. I like to have twine too, or any kind of string or twine. The way I have been hanging wreaths lately, so I don't do any damage to the doors, because I can't put one on my front door because we have an old-fashioned screen door in front of it. So
fun. Yeah.
But then there's, when you walk into the foyer, then there's another door that goes to the dining room. So I kind of leave that one a little bit, you know, sort of halfway open. So from the outside, you can see that door. So that's where I've been putting my wreath. So I've been just tacking a nail in the top, the horizontal part of the top of the door. So you don't see it, and then tying the twine around the back of the wreath, and then just looping it over there.
Great idea.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Great idea.
And if you have to have a solid wood door for that, we have, we have a, I guess steel doors. Our all of our doors are enforced with steel, so that doesn't work. But yeah, if you'd have a solid wood, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Another tool that I like to use is a saber saw. I mean, there's so many saws that you can have, but I think that one is one that I end up using the most. So,
well, tell us about it. I'm not a saw aficionado.
Well, this is one that I mean, there's a table. There's a table saw, there's miter saws, and I have a miter saw. I need a table saw. But the saber saw is one where it's just kind of like a little, I don't know, like a pen or something, and it just kind of goes up and down. So it doesn't have the round blade.
Gotcha.
So it doesn't have the disc blade. It just has like a like a little saber, you know, that goes up and down.
And it goes back and just back and forth
up and
in
down.
Place?
Up and down in place.
Oh, up and down.
Right.
Okay.
So a lot of times I buy chairs, for example, that are caned, and they're antique, they're almost always damaged, or if they're not damaged, they're just not strong enough to support weight anymore because they're old and fragile. So I almost always cut a piece of wood to go on, or you know, just like a real thin luan to go on top of the seat, and then I make a beautiful cushion and slip cover to go on top of that. But you know, I mark it with a pen on the luan, and then I just cut with the saber saw, and it's, you know, 10 minutes, well, or less. I mean,
I may have to put that in. I may have to look at that, because I think I can actually use a Dremel tool for that, so I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, you might be able to, but I use it a lot.
The other thing that I have in my toolbox are things like rubber bands, those thumbtacks, but both the flat and the ones that have the, you know, they're more of a... raised, and they're great if you want to hang something really light. You can just push that right into the wall. I use that occasionally, especially if I'm hanging like a banner or something like that. So I have, what did I say, rubber bands, thumbtacks, and even things like safety pins and straight pins. I mean, I can't tell you like how many times I've like, okay, that curtain doesn't lay right when it's opened, that I just put like a straight pin through it, because you know how sometimes they fold backwards instead of folding into themselves. Something like that works. So I just keep those things instead of having to run all over the house to look for them. Scissors, I always keep a pair of like working scissors, and I keep a good pair, so I replace them, because scissors, when they get dull, they're miserable.
Yeah, and don't use those fabric scissors on those household items. I hide my fabric scissors.
No one should ever use someone's fabric scissors without asking.
Because they're done. They're done then. You have to get them resharpened. Absolutely. But, you know, keep things like, just things that you'd use, like a nice little a knife, a sharp knife. You don't know if you're going to need that, like a butter knife in there, because you don't know if you're going to have to pry something. So I just have a whole bunch of tools, things in there that I could use in a pinch, that I don't have to run all over the house and look for them.
Great ideas, everybody. I learned some things. I'm definitely going to investigate this Dremel and those hangers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much for listening to us today. We hope that you learned about some new items for your toolbox. And remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time. Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.